The White House Report.
It's 9 minutes. Everyone is talking about that Oval Office speech of President Trump and that $5.7 billion proposed border wall, where he says there is a crisis of the heart and a national security crisis at the southern border. According to reports and from former RNC chairman Michael Steele, there are a lot of Republicans who are ready to defect from the president over this wall that's stalling the government. Over 800,000 workers are not expected to be paid because of the stalemate between the wall and reopening the government. I talked to Derek Johnson, the head of the NAACP, about the border wall and the speech last night.
It was a complete waste of valuable airtime for this president to once again display a level of intolerance and racial hatred using very xenophobic language. And the American people should recognize that the rise of racial hatred and intolerance is truly germinating from the White House.
After the speech, many Americans took to Twitter to include Derek Johnson of the NAACP. He said presidential addresses should not be peppered with racist innuendos. Immigrants come from all over. Why a wall at the southern border? Real Donald Trump. Also on Twitter, Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, the head of government oversight and reform. He said, Mr. President, this shutdown has gone on for far too long. The American people deserve to have their government back at work for them, and the federal employees deserve their pay. Our government must be better than this. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also on Twitter says, President Trump forced this unnecessary, painful shutdown. He won't listen to reason. He won't listen to common sense. But in the midst of all of this, when Friday comes and there's no paycheck, what happens? NAACP President Derek Johnson.
What is another demonstration that he cares very little or hold any empathy for the common working American citizens, especially government workers? I will call on corporations to both give forgiveness in terms of late payments, particularly for mortgages, to individuals who are doing all that they're supposed to do, but unfortunately, the commander-in-chief has very little concern for what their well-being. You cannot talk about the safety of this nation and at the same time put this nation at risk by creating economic insecurity for 800,000 federal workers.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.